Up on the rooftop of the Museum of Alchemy and Artifice, the Jacko Beastkin known as Gears catches the remote being tossed to him. The Devilkin woman, named Zaspira, crouches near her injured friend Dorlan and damaged construct Jesus, trying to keep the mercenaries at bay with her crossbow.
Keep your distance, all of you, or the next bolt is going through your eyeball!
You don't have it in you to back it up. Hey, Gears, you got the control for the airship?
There, now you don't have a remote control.
Cheeky lass. Too bad you took your eyes off our rogue.
What? Oh! Owie!
ETW presents The Motley Crew, Book 1, Founder's Day, Episode 6, Rising and Falling Action. Zaspira strikes at one of the mercenaries, a rogue named Folsen, with the close-quartered swinging of her crossbow. She finds herself left with fewer options as Hawkins, leader of the Rugged, approaches her with bravado and dangerous intent.
Well, you took down Folsen, but now your crossbow's useless. Maybe don't use it as a bludgeon next time. Oh, you're gonna use your staff again? I thought that stupid thing didn't work. Face it, cutie. You're in over your head. You and your friends are worked over. Your construct is busted. Your magic doesn't work. What made you think a bunch of amateurs like yourselves could interfere in our business? Oh, you've got some fire in your eyes all of a sudden.
Not a fire. A storm. Tempestus Vergum! Thanks for getting in close while I have a storm staff, amateurs.
Okay, that hurt. Fine, I'm getting out of here.
Are you running off without your crew?
Work's gotta get done, and if I can just reach the cabin of this contraption, I won't need a remote control.
He's getting away.
Not while I have anything to say about it.
Dorlan, I think you just supercharged the Skystone. It's taking off at top speed. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, Jesus. How long can Hawkins hang on to the Skystone when it's flying so fast? Oh, not long, I guess.
Below, inside the museum, the war machine is in pieces, and Herman the Bear Beastkin and Shad the Orc Berserker have resorted to beating each other with the pieces. Helfa, the Elvish Museum employee, continues to watch on in horror.
Why won't Orc Lady fall down?
Because I still have more Berserker rage left in me. And Siler Skullbutt didn't give birth to a quitter. And neither did my mom. You know what Hey, who's doing a holler?
Hawkins, I'll catch!
Oof, that was messy.
Are you all okay down there?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Herman okay, but Hawkins not.
So the Skystone kind of made a run for it. Ton of gears. But hey, at least we could still turn in a couple of the Rugged, right?
Sure. Listen, Herman, sorry about your boss.
Hawkins was jerk.
Speaking of jerks, look at what you all did to this museum.
Sorry, Helfa.
The next morning, our newfound heroes are moving out of their temporary room at the inn.
Okay, we should head by my place after this. I have an apartment in town, but if we're gonna do this, I should move out of it and prepare for a life on the road.
if we're gonna do what?
Well, I was thinking, as much as I enjoy my job making machines, I've had some things happen to me, and it means I didn't really have access to my magic. But yesterday, I finally had a breakthrough. It's one I wouldn't have had if I had stayed in the same old routine. And when you have a breakthrough, you follow where it leads.
So you're gonna be an adventurer like me?
I'm gonna go back to being one, yeah. It's been about a year, and now I've got you as a group of friends.
I don't know why you'd want to include me.
Look at what we did, though, Dorlin. We took down war machines, an entire mercenary crew. Okay, well, most of them. But you were a big part of that.
Vespira, Shad, Dorlin, it's Helfa.
Hello, Helfa.
Yeah, save it. I'm here to notify you of your reward for stopping the rugged.
Oh, great! How much is it?
Wait, why notify us of the amount instead of just giving it to us?
Simple. Minus all the museum damages, the amount should put you all 400 gold in debt.
In debt?
What? No! We could have bought so many drinks and weapons with that reward! I could have wined and dined so many fair maidens and gentlemen.
Now that I have your attention, the Skystone is still floating out there. If you want your debt to the museum to be squared away, you're going to help me get it back.
Coming soon. Book 2, Across the Shrieking Plains. You've been listening to The Motley Crew, a fantasy adventure series from Akadekagonagon Theater Works.
This was episode 6, written by David Ellis and based on characters created by Paul Hill, Brett Brown, and David Ellis. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Spectacular Sound Productions. David Ellis was narrator and Gears. The Mocha Wizard was Zaspira Lacria and Folsen. Charlie Niemeyer was Dorlin. Cambry Varner was Shad Skullbutt. John Wilson was Herman. Casey Shaw was Helfa. All other parts played by the cast of the Akadekagonagon Theater Works. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.